Last week in Pri Tzadik, we spoke about the importance of Hachana, what it means to prepare ourselves for Pesach, and dafka why Pesach and Shabbos have that deep bond of Hachana, this Indian of preparing oneself. So today I want to begin by talking about a different type of Hachana that every one of us knows that we need to prepare for Pesach, but maybe we've never thought about it in this way. The Kubrina, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, Moshe of Kubrin. Moshe of Kubrin is one of the early rabbis from which Slonim comes from. So, in the Imros Moshe on page 1, Ma'isa be'echad me'anashav, a story with one of his chassidim, Reb Mordechai ben Reb Chaim Leib, Shabal yipare mimenu kishanase al beis with the kras chag ha'pesach. He came to say goodbye to the Kubrin of his parting ways. He was heading home to leave the Rebbe for Pesach. Shalos ha'maranzal, so the Kubrin said to him, Hayesh lecha kvar esrog l'chol Pesach. You have your esrog ready for Pesach. So this fellow looked at the Kubrina like he was out of his mind. What do you mean? An esrog for Pesach. What do you mean an esrog for Pesach? Chazar maranzal v'amar. So he says to him, Madua ein chaveden, what don't you understand? Halo aru esrog da liba. Everybody knows that the dal minim corresponds to different parts of the body, and the esrog corresponds to the heart. Halo aru esrog da liba uvechina zu. Person needs to have his heart in the right place for Pesach. So much of the whole Indian of Bir Chametz is to mivar the Chametz from within one's heart. So part of the Hachana that I want to speak about today is preparing our hearts for the Leil HaSeder. Because the Leil HaSeder is such an awesome night that if our hearts aren't there, and our minds aren't there, and our bodies aren't there, and we don't understand what we're about to engage in a short time from now, so the whole night's going to fly by. It's mamash a big night, and so much is happening. And if you turn to page 2, the Kashrut Magid gives us a little bit of a glimpse of what it is we're trying to take in a single night. Everyone knows the opening Mishnah, opening discussion, Maseches Pesachim is B'dikas Chametz. Kashrut Magid writes by Shabbos HaGadol, B'gemara or l'arbas or bodkin es ha-chametz. So first he says an amazing thing, which is certainly worthy of developing into a shir. I have to think about it. I want the chaver to think about this idea. Everyone knows the famous tshuva from the Radbaz, right, that chametz is connected to Yitzhar. He says it's impossible to explain the chametz al derech ha-pshat, because otherwise why are we so stringent about chametz? It's not batal even in a million, it's not batal. How can such a thing be? He says the only way to make sense of it is that chametz must correspond to the Yitzhar. And when you talk about the Yitzhara, you can't be mochal and even a drop of Yitzhara. So that's why we can't be mochal and even a drop of chametz. But the Radbaz uses a lashon in that tshuva. I think it's in Chelek Gimel Simen 777. I think it's how you remember. I think it's 777. In the tshuva's Radbaz, he says you can't be mochal and a drop of it. It's impossible to explain it, but derech hapshat. So I saw Rav Biederman writes in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, he says that's why the night's called the Seder. Because it's a night where there's no pshat. Seder is Rashi Tevos, Sod, Drash, Remez. Right? Pshat, there's no pshat in the Seder. The whole thing is Solom, Alam, and Ateva, that we're outside the realm of pshat. So says the Kashrut Tzermak, everyone knows that Chametz is connected to Yitzhar. To Moshe Perish HaRamba, Shechametz Hu Milashon Gezela. Interesting. Chametz is a Lashon of what? Of being stolen. What's being stolen? Milashon, quote the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ashru Chamotz. Ashru chamotz means we should vindicate the one who's been made a victim. Chamotz means the person who's been taken advantage of. The person who got robbed. Chametz is a lashon of gezela. V'lakach chametz merames al yitzahara. Shemisha holech ba'atas yitzahara hu nigzal misharsha. What's being stolen? And perhaps we can start thinking about Yiratz Hashem next week, stealing the afikoman shir. I'm praying. I daven every morning that we should be zochet to have our stealing the afikoman shir. But you'll understand. What is it? Why is it a night where we try to steal back? In Kedusha, perhaps it's based on this idea in Kashrut Magid, that the Yitzhara tries to steal us from our Shorish, tries to move us away from who we're supposed to be. And therefore we become chamotz, right? We become victims of the Yitzhara. V'lakach tzarech levara chametz be'erev Pesach v'lasos hachana, sheyuchal lahashos alav ha-kedusha ha-gedola shemizgala v'lel ha-pesach. And therefore, like we spoke a lot about last week, you need a lot of hachana in order to come to Pesach. But look what he says here. That's why it's in this week's year, not last week's year. Look what he writes. Shepesach hu milashon pasuach v'diluk. Pesach, we all know, is a lashon of skipping over, jumping ahead, leaping ahead. Ki b'chol bo'ed ha-kedusha ein abal la'odim b'pamachas. See, normally there's a process. Over the course of the Yom Tov, the Kedusha is coming down. Maybe it's more intense at the beginning, maybe it's more intense at the end. That's part of the machlokas b'shamay b'shilah. Do I start with 8 lights on the first night, and then the Kedusha goes down? Or do I start with 1 and go up? Shitas Beis Hillel. But either way, there's a process, right? It's not everything at once. It's maybe a lot, and then less, or maybe it's less, and then more. But there's a process. That's true by every moed, with the exception of Pesach. Over the course of a Yom Tov, you bring more Kedusha to yourself. You come to Shul, you daven Tfilas HaChag, and you bring down the Oros of the Chag. Aval, where it's underlined, but Pesach ba Kedusha l'adam b'pamachas. But on Pesach, if we're not prepared, if we don't know how to be mekabel, if we don't come to the Seder night understanding what the Seder night is, we're going to be so overwhelmed by the Kedusha Sachak that we're going to miss it. We're going to lose out. We're not going to be able to capture. On Pesach, the entire Kedusha comes at once. And that's the Lashon of Pesach, he says. Where it's not a process, where it's step by step. It's Pesach Melashon Diluk. You're in a low place, the next thing you know, and that's exactly what Mitzrayim was. We were on the 49th level of Toman. A minute later, we were at a Mitzrayim. We were the chosen people. So that experience reoccurs every year. And therefore, Lachain Tzarech Hachana. Therefore, you need to be prepared. So you'll say, why do I need to be prepared? If the Kedusha is so awesome, if the Kedusha is so all-encompassing, so shouldn't Memela, when I get zapped with that those heavenly Oros on Pesach, shouldn't I automatically absorb something? He says, not necessarily. Ki afal pi shabo or habayir, afal pi chayin sarach ol'odim letar atzmo, kadesh yuchel lekabel or habayir. You have to make yourself a kli to receive. And he gives a beautiful mashal. The mashal, she'acham, when the sun is shining, the sun is as bright as can be. You can't even look at the sun. You have to open the windows. If you have good, strong Israeli trisim, you could have a nice, sunny Israeli day, and you could sleep till 4 in the afternoon and not even realize that the day has passed you by. Why? Because if the windows aren't open, the light can't get in. And so too, a person has to have a psichas halev. A little bit of an opening, a little bit of a readiness to be mekabel, the oros of the chag. Shem yustumim lo tuchal acham lizroach la'abayis. Uvechol ba'oit tzarech lahamshich alav ha'kedusha b'tfilos. Normally, again, it's a process, like the Pasuk says, asher tikru osam b'mo adam mikrai kodesh. Normally, you try, over the course of the Yom Tov, to pick up little crumbs, little bits of the Kedusha. Shetzarech likros ha'kedusha. And you have to call to the Kedusha. You have to designate the Kedusha. You have to prepare yourself and bring the Kedusha into your world. Aval v'pesach ha'yitzarech or ha'bar lavo b'pamachas. But on Pesach, so much is coming at us in 1 week from now, that if we're not ready, we're going to miss the whole thing. The windows are going to be closed. We're not going to be makabel. Ki b'chipazon yatzasa b'mitzrayim. Because the same way that we left Mitzrayim, it's the same way that we come to Pesach. And now, with this hachana, with this hakdama, we're ready now to enter the world of Rav Tzadok. Page 3. It's a difficult piece, which I guess is a pointless thing to say, because every piece in Pri Tzadok is a difficult piece. But we'll try our best to work through it, and at least get the Tamsis Dvarov, to get the essence of what he's trying to say. He starts with the Pasuk in Yishai. The Navi describes the Geula Asida compared to the Geula that we've experienced in the past. Now, everyone knows that the Gemara says that the future miracles are going to be so awesome and so miraculous that it's going to put the miracles of Mitzrayim to shame. Ke'ilu, we're going to forget everything that happened, right, in the days of old. And yet, at the same time, there's something about Pesach that's in fact even bigger. What we experience on the night of the Seder, when a person relives Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's something that happened in Mitzrayim. There's a certain connection, as we're going to talk about, that's felt on the Leil HaSeder, which is in fact even bigger than Mashiach. And that's being merumas, that's hinted to in this Pasuk in Yeshayah. Hashiri yeh lachem kaleil tzchadishka. The Pasuk says that the shir that we're going to sing, La'asid Lavo, is going to be kaleil tzchadishka. It's going to be like the song that they sang when Beleil kileil tzchadishka. Amar shir lashon zachar. Okay, Chavi, you gotta look inside for this. There's no chance you're gonna understand it. It's way too hard. Amar Shir Lashon Zachar on page 3. Shir Lashon Zachar. It says Shir Lashon Zachar. Shenidrash Bemedrash. Shekol Hashiros Lashon Nekeva. Normally, the Shiros that we've encountered up to this point are Lashon Nekeva. The Shir that we're gonna sing in the future is Lashon Zachar. Why? What's a Nekeva? A Nekeva, a woman, has the ability to reproduce, to give birth. The man is also part of the process. But the woman is the one who produces more things. And therefore, the shiros that we've sung up to this point, it's mashma that we're going to have to sing again. Why? Because there's going to be another galus, and there's going to be another gula, and there's going to be another galus, and there's going to be another gula. There's going to be a struggle, a tzara, and then there's going to be a yeshua. So it's always lashon nekeva. Aval la'asi lavo, ein o tzaros, And Ba'osa Shah Omrim Shir Lashon Zachar, Shir Lashem Shir Chadash. Not Shir Chadash, but a Shir Chadash. We're going to get to a point where we kind of reach the end, and we're able to say, we've made it to the end, there's not going to be any more tzaros, not going to be any more shiros, this is the final song. Now, says Rav Tzaddik, Ba'amar, Shiyeh Kalel Hiskadishcha. The Shir that we're going to sing, Lasvet Lavo, the Shir of the future, the song we'll sing upon Mashiach's arrival, that song is Kalel Hiskadish Chag, is somehow connected and reminiscent of the song that we sing on Pesach. What's Lel Hiskadish Chag? Chazal identified, if you look in Rashi over there in Yeshaya, look at the Rishonim in Yeshaya, they all say the same thing, Chazal already identified it. V'lel Zeh Nidrash Alel Chag HaPesach. The song of Lasvet Lavo is somehow connected to the song that we sing on Pesach. Kamosha Amru, the Gemara says, "Pesachim tzadi ayim and bis." So says himself, like, I have a whole bunch of questions. Since when is Pesach referred to as Chag? Chag is which Yom Tov, the Shlosh Regal? Sukkis. So what does it mean, Stam Hiskadish Chag? Like the elevated night. V'chol Chagim Nikraot on the page. All of Yom Tovim Nikraotim. We first of all, in a general sense, if we're not speaking precisely, we refer to every Yom Tov as a Chag. But more than that, if I'm speaking precisely, Uvalashem Chachamim, Stam Chag, Hainu Chag HaSukkis. If I'm speaking precisely, then I'm talking about Sukkis. So how did Chazal know that Lel Hiskadish Chag is a reference to Lel HaPesach, Lel HaSeder? V'gam Ein Zeh Loshon Kitzara, and you'll say, well, maybe we learned Tosos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Maseches Ksubis. One of the answers, why does the Masechta begin Besula Nises? Right, I said in Dosin Esa Besula, two words versus three words. We try to take the shortest lashon. So it says that's not the shortest lashon. If I want to write the pasuk in Yeshaya in the shortest way, Dahabile Lomer Kalel HaPesach. Kalel HaPesach is two words, as opposed to Kalel Hiskadish Chag is three words. So yeah. So what's the pshat here? What? How did they know that Lel Hiskadish Chag is a reference to Pesach? Gam b'Torah in Mefurah Shchi of Halel, Raki Medrash Chachamim. And the song that we sing on Pesach is not even so clear. You know why this night is called Leil Hiskadish Chag? This night, again, exactly like Kosher Sermagi told us, it's not a process. The process itself, the Svarim talk about, is Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is where we get the Chazar over on a slow, you know, a slow Chazarish here of the very intense shir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us at Leil HaSeder. But Leil HaSeder is it. The whole Yom Tov, the whole Kedushas HaYom Tov of Pesach. You think, what do you mean I have the second day, I have the third day, Chol Moed also has Kedusha, whether the Isra Malach or Chol Moed is the Raisa or the Rabbana, it doesn't matter, but Chol Moed is a very elevated thing, and Shvi Shel Pesach is an elevated thing, and yet there's something about Leil HaSeder that Mamish, it encompasses the entire Yom Tov, encompasses the entire Kedushas HaYom Tov. So therefore, says Rav Tzaddik, this night of Leil Hiskadish Chag is Kol Kedusha Zachag Bami Leil Zoh. Shekein Balashon Chacham Nikra Chag HaPesach. Umitz, right? So it's interesting. He says, why is it that we refer to the Chag as Chag HaPesach? Umitzvah Sakravas HaPesach. Now I want to show you something. I want to show you how you have to be so careful, even when you're reading a nice new edition of a Sefer. Because what does it say here? This may be crazy. I wasted a long time on this. It says what? Mitzvah Sakravas HaPesach, Hi Ba'alpeh. So I'm thinking, what does that mean, Ba'alpeh? Rav Tzaddik often talks about Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh. Then I said to myself, no, that's not what he's saying. What it's supposed to say is Erev Pesach. I bet in an old edition of Rav Tzaddik it said Ayin Peh. And when whoever printed this edition, they tried to open up the Rosh HaTeva. Instead of writing Erev Pesach, they wrote Alpeh. So I went, I got an old copy of Pri Tzaddik. And lo and behold, it says Ayin Peh. And then I didn't have to come up with a whole, you know, Shikol Torah to make sense of it. So mitzvah sakravas haPesach hi be'erev Pesach. Not Baal Peh.
Amartem
Zeh Pesach. V'achilas ha'beleo Pesach. So why is the whole Yom Tov called Pesach? Meaning the carbon Pesach, what Rav Tzaddik's trying to say here, now that we can crack the puzzle here, right, solve the riddle. Rav Tzaddik's saying, why is the Yom Tov referred to as Pesach, if what? If the Pesach, the Iker Karbon Pesach, is prepared on Erev Pesach, Rakol Kedusha Sachag Bo Michag HaPesach, Ki Hu Al Shem SheHaPesach V'Chul. Again, it's like Kodesh Ramagid said. That it's a night where everything jumps ahead. It's where we're able to experience tremendous kedusha at once. That's why it's called Pesach. She'omer al Pesach b'chol yimei achag abayim v'zeh leil hiskad yishchak. Ukvosha amarnu, the pasuk says, lo socha alav chamet zayin yamim, tocha alav matzos. A love. What does it mean, a love? Hainu a Pesach. All of that stems from the Pesach, from the night, which is the Leil Hiskadish Chag. V'chein b'lashon Torah nikra Chag HaMatzos. V'gam kein ikar mitzvas matzah b'leil aleph the Pesach. And therefore, why is it that the Chiyuv Tiv Matzah is only when? It's only on the night of the Seder. The Erev Tov L'Matzos. Why? Because that's the night where you can really understand and absorb the Kedusha Sachila of the Matzah. U'mikol makom, nikra kol achag chag ha-matzos. She'kedusha sachag, ikar me'layla rishon. The whole Yom Tov draws its Kedusha from what? From chag ha-matzos. Meaning even though the real time for eating matzah is really one night. So why do I call the whole Yom Tov chag ha-matzos? It's a reminder to me that the second day of Pesach is all about Leil Seder. The third day is all about Chag HaMatzos, the night that I ate matzah. The fourth day of Pesach is about Chag HaMatzos. Everything is mekusher to the Shoresh, the root of Pesach, which we'll see is the root of everything. Right? Everything goes back to that Shoresh. And then Rav Tzadok goes on with a very beautiful beer, and it's a topic I'd like to do also next week, and that is there a mitzvah to eat matzah all Shiva? Does a person get schar if he chooses to eat matzah? If he, let's say, wants to just eat potatoes and steak? Right, so Judas is valid. That's what we're talking about. Okay? They don't really attribute this shita to the Gra. The Gra is this idea that every kazayas you eat is a mitzvah kiyumis. We'll see in Mirtz Hashem, the Rishonim already had such an idea. But look how Rav Tzadok explains it. And I had never seen this until just preparing this piece. Look at what Rav Tzadok says. V'av shechiyah matzah rak b'leil alif chova. Even though only the night of Pesach there's a mitzvah to eat, mikom bakom kevin chenizkar b'torah shivas yam tocha alav matzos. Since the Torah is meramis to it, even though Chazal understood that the chiyuv is only one night, yesh mitzvah ba'achilas matzah kol shiva. Look what Rav Tzadok brings. He says, Gemara Pesachim tells us that Rava have mahadar asilka va'aroza. Rava would go out of his way to get beets and aros. Why? Because Rav Huna said that that's a good thing to use on Pesach. So because an Adam Gadol B'Yisrael told them, recommended a certain food item, this is good to eat. So he went out of his way to eat that. V'chein, you find the Gemara in Sukkah, Rav Acha Bered de Rava, Mahadar, Atrei V'chad, Ho'ov enough, and you put me to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said something? He said, Rav Kahana says something? Of course I'm going to be Mekayim. So says Rav Tzadok. And what about when the Torah says something? Even if it's not a Chiyuv? If Hashem hints to you that Hashem says there's an Indian of Matzah all 7 days, even though there's no Chiyuv. So you're not going to run, you're not going to run like crazy. You ran when Rav Huna told you something. You ran when Rav Kahana told you something. You're not going to run when HaKadosh Baruch was Merame something too. Kol shekin achilas matzah kol zayin, shenizkar b'torah shivas yamim, sheyesh bo mitzvah kol shiva. Umasha amru b'gavar rashus, and that which it says that it's only a rashus the other days, haynu de mitzvah l'gabei chov rashus karim. That compared to the night of Pesach, it's not on the same level. And you can never get the real achilas matzah, it's a rishus. But it's not really a rishus, it's a mitzvah. Okay, and that's again, it's the idea that Tzadok saying it, that we've shown him, already have, we'll see him Mirtz Hashem. Let's jump down to the bottom of the page where it's underlined. V'lachei nikra leil skadish chag, where it's underlined. She'kol kedushas hachagim mistafim mileil zeh. It's not just that the 7 days of Pesach draw their kedusha from what? From chag ha-matzah, from the night that you eat the matzah. From Chag HaPesach, the night that you eat the Karban Pesach. Why do I call the whole Yom Tov Pesach if I only eat the Karban Pesach that night? Why do I call it Chag HaMatzos if the Chiyuv Matzah is only that night? The answer is that all of Pesach draws its Kedusha from that night. And Rav Tzadok says further, you know why it's called Stam Chag in this context? Because all Yom Tov draws its Kedusha from the Leil HaSeder. Shechein Pesach Nikra Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. It's the Rosh of everything. Hainushu Reisha L'Kula. Gufa, Basar, Resha, Gorir, like Chazal say in the Gemara, Gemara in Sota, that the body is dragged behind the head. The head sets the tone for everything. That's what the Leil HaSeder is. Concludes Rav Tzadok, two lines on the bottom. The Chol HaRegalim is stopping me Kedushas Chag HaPesach. The Kedushas Chag who Iker Milayla HaRishona, Nimtza de Milayla HaRishona Niskachu Kol HaChagim, and that's why this night is called Leil Hiskadish Chag. But here's the punchline. What's Yeshaya Navi saying? The Jewish people are going to sing a song, and it's going to be the song of Geula, the song of Mashiach. It's the song we've all been waiting for the last 2,000 years. More than that, for the last 5,775 years. Right? And yet, That song, how does it compare to the song of Pesach? How does it compare to the Oros, the Kedusha of Pesach? Look where it's Sadek writes. Unbelievable. V'ksiv, in the third line, in the left column. V'ksiv, kit le'al hiskadishcha. The song of the future is like the song of Pesach. The same way that we talk about Yom Kippur. That Purim is the Iker, and Yom Kippur is Yom Kit. It's like Purim. V'chof ha-dimyon, u'mashma d'zeh me'ula mimenu. That what we experience on Le'al HaSeder, friends, we all think, oh, what's Mashiach going to be like? If only we could get there. To imagine this karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mala Arts Deyas Hashem, a world filled with Kedusha, Vitara, and knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, says the Navi, it's not any better than Pesach. In fact, it's secondary to Pesach. It's Kir. It'll be like the experience of the Seder. But the Seder is the Iker. And therefore, Tzadok concludes, Sha'amr, the Gemara in Tana says, Mi nitla b'mi, have omer katan nitla b'gatol. If the Mashiach is being called Kir Le'al Hiskadish Chag, that means that the Chag itself, that Pesach itself, is an even greater opportunity than the Gula itself of La Asir Lafa. What makes Pesach so great? Tzadok is certainly raising the bar for us, but what makes it so great? So, I think, more B'derech HaPshat, even though we said it's not a night of Pshat, if you look in the writings of Shlomo Brevda, in his Agada Leil Shimurim on page 5 and 6, take a look, bottom of page 5, Rav Brevda says, Hineh, Milifnei Kama Saras Shonim, tens of years ago, the year B'nei Brak, Shemati B'Shem Ish Tzadik Tamim, Yirei Elokim, Rav Yosef Shlomo Zatzah. Now I'm not sure who he's referring to, right? The Panovich Yerob was Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman. But I'm not sure if that's who he's referring to here. He says originally he was a Malamid in somewhere in Polonia. So again, we have a tradition. Rav Brevda says, I heard from Rav Yosef Shlomo, perhaps upon a Vitcherup, who heard from Rav Wasserman, who had a tradition, turns to page 6 at the top, and Misores Shagrami Vilna Amar, Shevaleel Pesach Yeshnan Shishim V'Arba Mitzvos. 64 mitzvahs in one night. So that's a good reason that Pesach's the best night of the year. Because on a practical level, what other moment of the calendar do you have an opportunity to mekayim 64 mitzvahs? Mitzvahs d'oraisa v'derabanan, v'chein kol bracha nechsheves l'mitzvah. So Reb Revna says, at that time when this tradition was revealed, tzibur ha'avreichim sheyichya, yagu umatzu, they worked on trying to figure out what are the 64 mitzvahs of the night? Kol echad b'fnei atzmo. 64 mitzvos. Each one came up with his own calculation. Lo roi zeh k'roi zeh. Different bachrim in the room said, I'll show you the mitzvos. I'll show you the mitzvos. Again, there was a tradition from the Gra. 64 was the magic number. Ki l'chol echad ayu kama mitzvos shalom mana chaveiro. And each one had a different list of what the 64 were. So, it sounds like there's more than 64. Nimtza sheyeshlan yosem mishishim v'arba mitzvos b'layla hu. V'sheila isa le'izem mehen iskavin agra. Question is, which 64 were part of the Gra's cheshver? But again, that's a good enough reason that this night is so elevated. 64 mitzvos, deraisa, derabanan, all in one night. No, that's very exciting. It's very exciting. But we're learning chassidus, and for chassidus, of course we're excited about the opportunity to do mitzvos, but we're also excited about something more. Because it's not just about the maisa and mitzvos. Rebbe Brevda goes on to discuss why would Hashem, on a night of such chayrus, burden us with so many mitzvos? Not that, God forbid, mitzvos are in any way a burden. But again, in chassidus, we're trying to create a hergish, a feeling of the heart to come to the Seder. The Svarim say, the Vayim Karlider said, the Mishnah says, a person is supposed to be mevatel chametz, and he has to reach into the place, right, as deep as he can, stick his hand into the cracks and the crevices, and whatever he's not able to find, whatever he's not able to pick up with his hand, yivatlenu belibo, he should mevatel it with his heart. So, Rav Aaron Kalina said, what does it mean, mevatel with your heart? He says, you should mevatel it, right, mitashtik hearts. Meaning, you can be mevatel the chametz with your heart. If you put your heart into it, that's also part of the process. Not just the physical cleansing. It's not just the physical performance of 64 mitzvahs. It's an opportunity to have a unique encounter with the Kodesh Baruch. And I think that's what makes this night so special. And we return to the words of the Kodesh Sir Magid on page 7. In his writings on Pesach, the last piece was in Shabbos Agot, but in his writings on Pesach, he tells us, the Seder begins Kaddish. Kaddish. What does Kaddish mean? What's so special about this night? Hashem gives you a lot of opportunities to score points, to do mitzvos. Ein achanami, but it's more than that. Upei v'shal kadesh, shitzarech lahaz min atzmo l'kadosh baruch hu. Chavar, we're learning Maseches Ketubos, so we know that marriage has two stages, Eirusin and Kedushin. After Eirusin, they're not yet permitted to live together, at least midrabanan, and yet, she's fully designated. She's Aser akuli alma kehektish. Kedushin means what? Kedushin doesn't just mean sanctification, it means designation. That something is set aside to the exclusion of everything else. So says Kajusar Magid, what does it mean, Kaddish? Shitzarach lahazmin atzmo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a night where you set aside everything else that you could possibly have an interest in, and you're miyached yourself. It fits so beautifully with our shir yesterday. Right? When you eat the matzah, you're having an act of zivug, right? A deep connection, a chibur, with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, chasin and kala. It's the exact same thing here. Kaddish, Kedushin. You just got married to the Rabbanu Shalom. Sheperish al kaddish hu hazmana. K'mo ha-perish al harei at mekudeshes li. Shetehei mezumenes li. Va'asura l'kulei alma kehektish. Everything else is off limits. Rach lios muchenes la'achoson b'chol is sheyirtza. Kach tzarech l'kaddish atzmo lios muchal na'karish bach. That's what we're trying to prepare ourselves for. When you come to the Seder, you have to ask yourself, am I prepared to be wholeheartedly dedicated to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the exclusion of everything else? And if my heart's not there, then I'm not even ready for Kaddish. I'm not ready to makabel the Kedushin that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to offer every Jew on Leil is Kaddish Chag. There's an amazing letter that the Pia Zetzin Rebbe, and it's required reading every year before Pesach. A letter that he wrote, Tafrei Sadi Pes, a letter that he wrote to his Hasidim, trying to help them to understand and get themselves ready. There's a beautiful mimer also in the back of the Chovas HaTamidim, where he has a beautiful, beautiful, long arichas of what it means to come to the Leil HaSeder. But Bekitzur Nimratz, he gives us that whole thing in a letter that's printed in the back of the Derech HaMelech. And the Pizetzer writes as follows. Let's read from the line that begins with the word Bet Nun Vav, Banu. You see it, it's about six lines in. Va'ikr hu bechag atzmi, hu beprat bepesach, sheniten lanu rak lahodos hu lahal l'shmo ha'gatol, shezeu tachlis kol abriya, Vishlemus Dari Malim Dari Mat. This is the Yichud, this is the unification, this is the wedding of Klal Yisrael and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'teikav kishmegiya tfilas ha'erev b'layla. Chaver, look at the Lashonos, it's beautiful. When a person comes to Ma'ariv, on Leil HaSkadish Chag, he's getting ready for the Leil HaSeder. Yismach ha'ish begodol zchuso. He should be overwhelmed with the feeling of great simcha and joy. V'yachshov ma me'ushar ani, how happy and fortunate I am. I'm not on planet Earth anymore. When a person experiences the Seder, he's not in this world. On a regular day, I have all sorts of troubles and worries, both legabe, my ruchnius and my gashmius. But on Pesach, I throw aside all of those concerns. I strip away myself and myself. I let my neshama soar. I experience a spashtus hagashmi, an out of body experience. Ve'ainli atarak lamud besocha machane hagadol shemalachim ofanim v'chayus hakodesh levarich lahal l'shmo hagadol. That's all it is. Mi'en hakadosh baruch hu kedushin kaddish yichud legalos lahayir esor ein sofo yisbarach gam ba'aretz v'gam bekarav neshmasi v'gufi v'kol kach, and the simcha is so greatly enhanced. V'kol kach tigdal hislavusa atcherach bekoshi yatzur as gufo mibli rakod min haaretz ad l'rakia. Beautiful lishonos, such poetic lishonos. I have to restrain myself, because if not, my soul would be soaring, literally dancing around from heaven to earth. Umibli hisparik v'hispaka kimaat. And a person should be mamish on the verge of exploding on Pesach, on the verge of bursting hispaka. And I was thinking, as I was preparing, I was chazing over this letter, and again, you have to save this letter for every year on Pesach. I was thinking, I was reminded of the Gemara Pesachim Pehei Amud Beis. The Gemara Pesachim Pehei Amud Beis, I never understood it this way. The Gemara says, Kazaisa Pischa, a Kazayas of Karban Pesach, the Halela and Halel, Paka Igra, causes the roofs to shatter. The Simcha was so great, and the noise of Jews singing Halel on the Seder night, Gemara uses such a lashon. Kazaisa Pischa and Halel, Paka Igra, causes the roofs to collapse, the rooftops to collapse. Partially because there's a minute, we go up to the rooftop. The Gemara has a whole discussion there about changing your place for the Pesach. But I was thinking, what does it mean the rooftop bursts and breaks? What does that mean? So remember, long ago I heard a word from my brother from Bishem the Shlach Kaddish. Rabbi Dovidal told me one time, he told me a word, the Shlach Kaddish says, Vasisa maka legagecha, that a person should make a fence, right? Mitzvah Zaraisa, make a fence around your roof. The Shlach says, it's a message in humility. What's a roof? This is the roof. A person's head is his roof, as the highest part of his body, right? So asisa makalagagecha means, make sure you put a fence around your roof. Don't become a baal gaiva. So it means a sisa makal. But if we can say that gagecha, that a roof means one's head, that one, right? So what does it mean? Kazesa pischa. A person eats a little carbon pesach, and a person recites halal. Paka igra. It causes the roof to break. It means what? It's a mind-blowing experience. That's what it means. That's what paka igra means. It literally blows your mind. That's exactly what he's saying here. He says, if you can't restrain yourself on Pesach, a person who's tapped in, obviously, you could be a passive person also. But if you're tapped into what's happening, says the Pia Zesner, it's ke'ilu hispaka kimat. You're on the verge of exploding. Paka igra. Your mind is being blown by the awesome experience. V'achar kach, where it's underlined. Kishabal aseder. Yitzayir lo ata shuhu began eden. Close your eyes for a moment at the Seder. And just say, wow, I'm sitting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. V'asuda me'in asuda shal su'uda la'asid lavo. And I'm experiencing a suda no less significant than the suda's Mashiach. Suda's la'asid lavo. Hakom is arif l'kedusha achas, achilas matzo, mara, amir sagada, shtias ha'yayin, dalit kosos, ha'aris, yayin ha'mashumar. It's all a taste of la'asid lavo. V'shuv ha'alil, v'shuv shiros v'tish bachos la'ashem, ha'mishubach v'amifar. Malachi ma'ala omdim tzvufim. La'akshav l'vina sinu, the table is surrounded by angels who want to hear our songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And more than that, v'avinu malkeinu omeid v'sameach u'mis'anig l'kabel shiros sinu v'tilasinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, the beautiful Lashonos in the Zohar HaKadosh, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandons the heavens on the night of the Seder to come spend time with each and every one of us. Kenod Mizar HaKadosh. V'chol teva she'omer ha'isha Yisraeli al ha'Seder, margish v'asmas kedusha. So every word is filled with such kedusha, filled with such an intense love, ahuva v'anugalo. And he's so happy and he's miskadish v'ah, achamamish chaval lo ashakvar nishmetam imenu. To let go of the Seder is the most painful experience, because it's such a great night. Ratzahu lakoflat elef pamim halavai, we could do it 1,000 times over. And that's the schus for those of us who are stranded in chutz la'aretz or Pesach. We do have an opportunity, mekayim a little bit, get more than one night, to connect in this way. V'lo linatik mimena, and we never ever want to let go of it. This idea, that when we come to the Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the Seder, and Dare Mata and Dare Mala, right, those who dwell below and those who dwell above come together in a beautiful way, is merumas, is hinted to throughout Maseches Pesachim. The Teferet Shlomo Radamsk has an amazing, amazing insight. He says, why is it? You look through the Mishnayos, and over again, it's speaking Belashon Nistar. It said that if there's an Ani, the Yisrael, right, Yifchasu Lo, make sure that you supply him with his needs. And then it says, Mazgu Lo, Kos Rishon. We pour for him the first cup. And then we say, Heviu Lefana of Matzah. We give him, we place before him the Matzah. And then by the Mikdash, we would say, what? Meviu Lefana of Gufo Shel Pesach. We bring before him, who's this him? Who's this mysterious him that we keep describing over and over? Says Teferet Shlomo, this week's Shabbos HaGadol, he writes in the left column, sorry, I didn't bracket it off. If you go about 15 lines down, the line that begins with the word Bahamozgim, you can see a faint little question mark. Achein hine yesh lirmoz bedvar malal. Kizeh musav al inyan halayla zeh. Who's this him that everything's coming out before? We bring out the Pesach before him, and we pour a wine before him, and we bring the matzah before him. Who's the him? Says Teferet Shlomo Radamsk, L'ramiz b'dvar malalu, ki zeh musav al inin alayla zeh shal Pesach, asher kol ha-mitzvos ha-seder v'arbakosos ha-achilas Pesach matzah mar kulam olim l'gavawa. Everything that you're doing is before him. Who's him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol arichas ha-shulchan, and everything that's connected to it, kula ola begufo l'gavawa. Every bit of this table is a shulchan. He quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel. You can see Yecheskel mem aleph in brackets. V'zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Kamo shuvuar in the Zohar Kadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting at the table with you. It's a shulchan of Shabbos. And the Zohar says in Parshas Pekudei, the shulchan of Shabbos. Every week. Ki makom yesh be'echalos el yonim. There's a place in the outer spheres. Kad ayol shapsa. When Shabbos come, misadrin kol peturei de b'nei alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges, when a Jew sits at his Shabbos table, he's not sitting in Olam Hazeh, he's at a table in the heavenly realms. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is arranging those tables. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at your table. V'ahu chiyusa ilah, v'chulu, v'a'o b'ahu asar v'chama kol inon pitzure. Hashem comes to look at all the tables. V'ashkach b'chol petura u'petura v'heich ma'an gele. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks, and he sees how much oneg you have from sitting by Shulchan Shabbos. And it gives Hashem tremendous nachas ruach kiviyachol. Look where it's underlined. Hinezeh hamayla hal yona yesh laseder hashulchan laseder hashulchan va'amitzvos balay lezo. or maybe the matzos b'layla zo. Shekol hashulchan gufahu nistader l'mal l'fnei Hashem yisfarach. Mazgu lo kos risho. You're not just pouring a cup of wine for your sibling, for your cousin, for your uncle, for your parents. You're pouring a cup of wine before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, view the fun of matzah. You're not just bringing out matzah for yourself, tea. You're sitting at the shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nistader l'mal l'fnei Hashem yisbarach. Unbelievable. V'zeu lashon ha-mishnah. Hey, view the fun of. Mozgin lo, v'kadome. L'fun of hu l'fnei Hashem. Shem b'nei Yisrael may v'in l'fun of seder mitzvos halayla. B'sha ha-zos. V'Yisrael may v'in v'amozgin l'fnei ha-melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means when we say the nomer on the fun of Shir Chadash. It's not Shir Chadasha. It's not just that we're what? Not just saying about him, towards him. We're throwing up some tefillos to the heavens. We're mamish sitting in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is with us at the Seder. And for those who think that this is just a nice idea in Drush and Chasidus, in Svar Makadoshim, I'll show you how true it is in Allah. This way, the lit box will also have a nice Pesach. Take a look. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. We want everyone to have a good Pesach. Nope. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Halacha l'maisa. What happens? Says the Shulchan Aruch, top of the page. Page 10. What happens? Tafayin Zayin. Hilchos Pesach. Tafayin Zayin Bis. Im shachach lo ochol afikomen. What happens? You forgot to eat afikomen. How that's possible, I'm not sure. That itself is a big shiloh. We should have to figure that out. Imagine. Somehow you missed out. You forgot about afikomen. And now you washed my machronim. Or maybe you even said Havlan Unavarech Rabbeisa Mirval and Benshin. No, so normally, once you wash my machronim, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Simin Kufayin Tes? No backsies. That's it. It's over. You ended the Suda. You said Rabbeisa Unavarech, you can't go and start up again. You've had a Hesach Adas. The meal's over. For some strange reason, Leil Seder, you forgot to eat afikomen, and you washed Mayim Achronim. You maybe even started to bench a little bit. Stop! Ochal afikomen below Birchas HaMotzi. All of a sudden, you're back to afikomen. You're back in it. Okay? And if you realize, after benching, that's a different story. But why do we change the rules? Normally, it's too late to go back to the meal. Says the Mishnah Berurah by the second arrow, Sif Katan Ches, Da'af de Besimin Kofayin Tes Yesh Omrim, You've ended the meal. If you want to start again, you have to start again with the new bracha. Here, ataka on the table of Rachmana Samchina. We rely on the table of who? Whose table? Kadosh Baruch Hu's table. Where did Mishnah Berurah get this from? If you look at Zion, I was going to photocopy it, but it's really the same lashon, exact same thing you find here in the Mishnah Berurah. So I was trying to save one piece of paper. Tosfos in Brachos, Membezim and Aleph says, this halacha, if you forgot to eat afikomen, you're allowed to go back to the meal. Why? Because you're somech on who? On the table of Hashem. What does that mean, you're somech on the table of Hashem? So from a strictly halachic standpoint, what it means is, let's keep reading, De'ein toli b'dayto, da'atzarach l'kayim ratzon Hashem. What do you mean? It's not just an eating of your own choice. You're expected to eat afikomen. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, even though you forgot, Hashem says, I didn't forget. It's not a real hasechadas because you know you're supposed to eat afikomen. Hashem expects of you to eat afikomen. And the normal rule is that the balabayas, whoever runs the table, is the one who determines when the meal is over, when the meal is not over. But in Pnimius, and it's not even delve so deep into Pnimius to see it, it's a Tosos and Brachos. That what? That who's running the Seder? Who's in charge of the Seder? The Rabbanu Shalom is running the Seder. You're being somech on the table of the Rabbanu Shalom. Hacha ataka derachmana samchinan. You're somech on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Balabas. He's the one who's in charge. He's the one who's in charge of the Seder. It's his night. It's his Seder. And that's again the experience of being Lifnei Hashem. That's what it means, Kaddish. B'miyuchad, like the Kosher Sir Magid said, this deep, deep chibur that we experience on Leil HaSeder. And now that we understand Leil HaSeder, we can go one final step. And that is, what is the hashpa of Leil HaSeder on the rest of the year? Because like Rav Tzadok told us, that all of the Am Tovim draw their Kedusha from this. And even the Shir of Lasid Lavo is only almost a zecher to what we experience on Leil HaSeder. If you look in the Sif Seid Tzadik on page 11, but Pinchas Menachem Elazar from Pilz, he was an einikel by Ger, by the Ger Chassidim, by the Ger Rebbes. Beautiful sefer, Sif Seid Tzadik. So in his writings on Moadim and Pesach, he writes, Oschas, Nishalti Amad, this is an amazing question. You ever think about this question? If you have another answer to this question, I very much want to hear. Nishalti Amad, Shekol Sidrei HaMishnayos Nikram B'Lashon Rabbim. Why is it that it's Zra'im, Nashim, Nizikin? You ever think about that? What's the exception? Moed, Lashon Yachid. What's the pshat? V'seder Moed Nikra B'Lashon Yachid. Look what he says. Ulai Nirmaz Seder Moed. You know why it's called Moed? Because if you understand where all of the holidays draw their Kedusha from, there really is only one Moed. There really is only one Moed. And that Moed is what? Seder Moed La Moed HaMeyuchad Chag HaPesach Shurosh L'Chol HaMoadim V'Kol El Kol HaMoadim. Unbelievable. U'V'Chol HaMoadim Omrim Zecher Li'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now you understand why every so many mitzvahs, it's always Zecher Li'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because that's where everything comes from. That's where all Kedusha is drawn from. And that's what it means. Barosh Kol Moados Nasasa Pesach. It's on the head of everything. It leads the way. Like Ratzadok said, the guf is dragged after the Rosh. Paka Igra, it's the mind, it's the head. That explodes on Pesach, because it's the head, it's the Rosh of everything. Mishum Shekol Moadim Nikram Al Shem Pesach. Shua Iker Va'agorem L'Chol Moadim. This is what it means, Le'al Eskadish Chag. This is what Ratzadok is talking about. Le'al Eskadish Chag. It's the root of everything. The Rokeach actually brings an interesting remez. The Rokeach says if you take the word Pesach and you spell it in Miloy, so you spell out the letters Pei, Pei Hei, Samoch, Samoch, Mem, Chaf, Ches, Ches, Tof, is Gematria 613. Why? Because you understand the fullness of Pesach, you understand everything. It's called Torah Kula. Its mamish encompasses Kol HaTorah Kula, says the Rokeach. And I'll show you a further remez in the Semach Tzadik. The Semach Tzadik of Vizhnitz on page 12. Rav Menachem Mendel of Vizhnitz, Zuchus V'Yagin Aleinu, says, similarly, Pesach is the all-encompassing Moed. And you're going to take Leil HaSeder with you throughout the entire year. Isa B'Sfar HaKadoshim. D'Mishenizar B'Pesach Michametz Mashu Muftachu Shalo Yechta Kol HaShana. Why does Pesach dictate the entire year? Yesh L'Havin Manishtana Pesach Mikol HaMitzvah Shem HaTorah. V'Yesh L'Omar, says the Vizhnitzer, Ha'inin B'Zeki Pesach Hu Kolis HaTorah Kadosha. Shayada Zachul Yesias Mitzrayim. Will a Sipur Hacheshbona Didichiusa the Kabbal Torah Kedosha. Pesach paves the way for what? For the purification process of coming to Kabbalah Satorah. Viyadua, and as everyone knows, Ki Ikur Kiyama Olam Hu Yadei Torah Kedosha. And the Torah keeps the world alive. So if Pesach is the root of Kabbalah Satorah, it allows for Kabbalah Satorah. It's the core of Barzal to prepare us for Kabbalah Satorah. So therefore what? The same way that the Torah keeps the world alive, really at its shoresh, right? Ba'omek, ba'omek, Pesach keeps the entire world alive, keeps the entire calendar alive. Like it says in Lo Brisi Yom V'Laila, Chukos Shemayim Arts Lo Samti, Pasach in Navi, in Yirmiyo, V'Lachain, Hasofei Tevos Men, Oseh Shemayim V'Aretz, is Matzah. Because what holds the heavens and earth together? It's the Matzah that a person eats on Leil HaSeder. She'ikar Brias Shemayim V'Aretz Haya, when we eat the matzah, it's the mechla der mehamnusa, it's the food of faith, it's the mechla der asvasa, it's the food of healing, it heals the guf, it heals the neshama, and it allows us to come what? To come to Kabbalah Satorah. And that's what keeps the world alive. And that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually spoke to Klal Yisrael for the first time, of course Hashem couched it in the context of Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishe pasach ba'aseres ha'dibros, anochi Hashem lokecha, if you want to know how you got the Torah, if you want to know how the world exists till this very day, it's all b'schus what? It's all b'schus the Pesach. And that's something we have to take with us. Because even though only one night a year, there's the mitzvah of Sipur Yesias Mitzrayim. A Zechira! Zechira Yesias Mitzrayim every day. How do we have the strength to have Zechira every day? How are we Mekayim Lan Tizkor? How do we do it every single day? Says Tzvah Semes on page 13. Yachol Be'erosh Chodesh. You might think you could start early. Talmud Lomar Bayom Ahu. V'chulu, Ba'avor Zeh, V'chulu. Mechuyavim La'ola. Every day, of every moment of our life, we're expected Lizchor Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ach Ein Yacholin L'Saper U'Levarer Yetzias Mitzrayim K'roi Rak B'Lai L'Zeh. But there's only one night. You don't even have the whole Yom Tov. You have one night. Le'al Hiskadish Chag. You have one night to capture what it means to internalize Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the Medrash says, no, ba'avor zeh. It's dafka ba'yomahu ba'avor zeh. Only at this particular moment, shehu is galus ha'geula b'libos b'nei Yisrael. U'mitzvos la'ilizu mo'alin al-kol ha'shana. Shenuch la'haskir yitzias Mitzrayim. If you want to be Mekayim, zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim every day, then you have to bring it down. You have to open those windows on Leila Seder and bring it in. Lachen Ksiv says Sasemis, very beautiful tight to the Pasuk. Laman Tizkor, what does it mean, Laman Tizkor? Perish. Al Yidei Avodas Laila Zo, Tizkor Kol Yimei Chayecha. Laman Tizkor Kol Yimei Chayecha. If you want to apply it to all the days of your life, then what? Then it starts with Leila Seder. That's when you begin to internalize it. And it carries you mamish the whole year. It keeps the whole world going. It brings the Torah to Klal Yisrael, which is the key of the entire universe. If we had to pick one other night, and we'll end with this. If we had to pick one other day of the calendar year, which is so high, almost like the Leil Seder, what would we pick? We'd pick Yom Kippur. There's no question Yom Kippur is the other time where we wear our kittel, and we feel that same elevated angelic experience. Right? What's the relationship? Again, we just saw that the whole year, Kol HaTorah Kula, is wrapped up in Leil HaSeder. But what's the connection between Yom Kippur and Pesach? So if you turn to page 14, in the base Aaron, Rav Aaron of Karlin, Amish, one line, B'shem his father. A tzaddik says something, we have to listen carefully. He says, I heard from my father, Zatzal, Shekefi halel shimurim shel kol adam, kachu b'Yom Kippur. People think my Yom Kippur is based on my Rosh Hashanah and my Aser Smei Tshuva. Maybe my Yom Kippur is based on my Elul. Maybe Yom Kippur is based on how many times I went through the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Says the Beis Aaron, Hashem his father, Mamash is Megala Asod to us, that your success on Yom Kippur, the Kedusha, the Torah, the Tshuva, v'chulu v'chulu, that you're going to, the Slicha Mechila Kapara that you receive on Yom Kippur. When does it start? What is it based on? It's based on the way that a person comes to the Seder. That the Leil HaShimurim shall call Adam, that is going to be a direct indication of what Yom Kippur is going to look like. Or perhaps what this past Yom Kippur looked like. Right? It tells you how well you did this past Yom Kippur. Kol echad lefi madregaso b'kedusha. Each person according to his level. And I would go one step further. If Pesach in its entirety, if Leil Shimurim in its entirety is Yom Kippur, but which aspect of Yom Kippur? Is it, could we go so far as to say that the Leil HaSeder is like that moment of Ni'ilah? Again, that private moment where we lock ourselves in, Ni'ilam, locking oneself in with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Yichud, that Kodesh Zermagad was expressing through the Kaddish, the Kedushin, the marriage of a Jew and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Someone just showed me yesterday, in the Sefer Zikaron from Rav Desta. I was talking to someone for about 25 minutes yesterday. Right as he walked in, he's like, oh, by the way, I just want to show you this one thing. I was like, oh, now I understand why we had this like half-hour conversation. And the whole time I was giving him the Divrei Torah, and he wasn't saying anything. And then he gave me a gem. It was a great trade. It was a beautiful trade. It was well worth it. In the Sefer Zikaron from Rav Desta, look at this letter that Rav Desta writes. And you'll understand the feeling. We all know what that moment by Ni'ilah of Hashem Hu Elokim, Shema Yisrael feels like. We all know what that feels like. Tap into that at the Seder. The Seder is no less significant than that moment. Rav Desta writes in this magnificent letter, Kibalti, I received your letter, Hayakar. Someone invited Rav Desta to join him for Seder. Come, we'll have Seder together, it'll be very nice. Told the Rabba, thank you very much for your invitation, says Rav Desta. Amna, Efshar li lekabla. I cannot accept your offer to join you, right, to sit together by the Seder. Why? I'm planning on staying home for Pesach. I'm not going to join you. It's a very nice hotel, 5-star, and I know there's good speakers and good performers, but I have to stay in my place for Pesach. I can't leave my place for Pesach. Why? L'chora, k'shem she'yef shalah hazbin leben Torah levaker es yedido litfilas ni'ilah b'yom kippurim. The same way you don't say to your friend, right, come, I want you to come to be my guest for Ni'ilah. Come spend Ni'ilah with me. Come be my friend for Ni'ilah. My friend for Ni'ilah. Ni'ilah is a private moment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone has his place for Ni'ilah. Ni'ilah is not a place, not a time where you hop around. Sukkah is about to come sit by my sukkah a little bit. Purim is about to come sit by my sukkah a little bit. By Ni'ilah, you don't invite someone to come as a guest for Ni'ilah, as a friend for Ni'ilah. Just join me for Ni'ilah. We'll sit together. That's not what it's about. Kach nidmali. Says of Desa, the same thing seems to me. The Seder can't just be something you hop around, you go here, you go there. Right? This year I'll be this place, this year I'll be that place. It has a certain kvias, belief, uvanefesh, like Ni'ilah. Ashrei, says Rav Desta, Ashrei l'misraches mesader ha-seder, within levavo, deep inside of his heart. Praiseworthy is the person who understands the Seder is so deep and so personal and so special that it's the greatest night of the year. It's the Shas Ni'ilah. It's the greatest hashpah, it's the greatest love. And perhaps it's even you could even say, if I had to say, and it sounds like a crazy thing to say, but you could even say that it could be The same way that Rav Tzadok told us that Pesach is greater than Las Lavo, it's greater than Mashiach. It's not so crazy to say that it's even greater than Yom Kippur. That the Leil HaSkadish Chag is even greater than the Ne'ilah. It's not just on par with Yom Kippur, it's not just on par with Ne'ilah. It's greater. It's the greatest attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the entire year. Kedushas Levi has in Parshas Peshach, Mamish, a tiny little line. Page 16, on the right hand side. That tiny little paragraph. Second paragraph. Vayosha Hashem Vayomo. The Bar Dichever who Shem Yishmuel says is the one who opened up the gates of Ahava and Shemayim, the Echolos of Ahava, of connection of Juta to Jew and Juta Kadosh Baruch Hu. She yesh yomim she Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpia tuvo la'am Yisrael u'megal lehem ha'avaso v'ayom ha'yoser mesugo. The greatest day of love and Ashba is what? Hu yom ha'dapischa bayomo layla kayom yair, a night as bright as day. The greatest love, the greatest clarity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of knowing who we are and knowing who a Kadosh Baruch Hu is and knowing what those two things have to do with each other. Like the Zohar Kadosh says in Parshas Achrei Mos. Mamash, a deep, deep chibur. Someone just told me last night, I had a meeting with a very, very amazing Rav named Rav Shaul Rosen. I'll tell you more about him another time. He's the head of a very important organization. So I met with him, we're trying to put together a shir, maybe in the Heights, maybe in Bergenfield. And he told me a great fart. He said he heard a fart. Shalo Echad, right? Yisha Amda Lavosenu Bulanu. Shalo Echad Bilvad Amda Malenu Lachalosenu. He says, Shalo Echad Bilvad means what? Shalo Echad Bilvad. If a person doesn't know the Echad Bilvad, if a person doesn't recognize the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute clarity, and the Yichud, his connection to that oneness, then Omdim Aleinu L'chalasein. Shalo Echad Bilvad. That itself alone, Shalo Echad. If he doesn't fully internalize his connection, the oneness of his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's enough to destroy a Jew. And that's why at the very, very end of the Seder, if we turn to the final page, the very end of the Seder, after hopefully opening up the windows, nice and wide, and bringing in all of that Kedusha, and having a Gan Eden-like experience like the Pia Zetzner Rebbe told us, and experiencing the Elah, like Rav Dessler told us, and to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting at your table like the Tiferet Shlomo told us, in the Shari Leil HaSeder from Schlesinger, from Muncie, Sefer came out a couple years ago. He writes on page 47. He writes by the arrow. B'siyam haSeder anu omrim. Echad mi yodeya. Echad ani yodeya. You're going to think about it differently this year. You're going to think about what it means. Again, the Kadosh Samag is a Kaddish. It's just me and a Kadosh Baruch. There's no one else in the world. It's a deep yichud. Echad mi yodeya. On this night I can say, yeah, echad ani yodeya. I know the oneness of who I am, and I know the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh lahavin madua omer piyot zeh, l'achar arichas ha-seder, ma'i shaykh huso, ha-piyot dvarim sh'nesvar yivur ha-inyin. Sh'nei b'chol yimbos ha-shana, kishanishol ha-sa'odam, ma'an ne'achshav ha-slo ke'achad? What would you say? What's the thing in your life? Yitachin sh'yomar kavod, kesef, brios, health is the most, right? Sometimes you'll talk to us, health is the most important thing for a person. Parnassah is the most important thing for a person. Right? Having honor. It's always important. Rabbi Becher spoke earlier this week. If a person doesn't have honor, you could die. Like the altar of Slobodka said. If a person doesn't have this self-worth, you could die from the lack of kavod. About B'leil Pesach, everyone answers B'pem Malik. We all know the answer to the question. B'leil Pesach, where it's underlined, K'sheyotze ha'tzafon, she'belibo shel ha'adam, azay k'shesholom oso echad miyodeya, hu omer echad miyodeya, she'kol ha'ani, everything I am and everything I want to be and everything the whole calendar year is made up of. And everything Torah is all Tayag mitzvahs like the Rokeach told us. Pesach is in Miloi, 6:13. Shekol ani shel adam eshubet la'Hashem yisbach. U'mashim mibachutz nira acheres, hanirak mibachutz. Aval bepnimius hu yodeya ha'emes. When Rav Chaim Meir, a visionist, came to Eretz Yisrael, he said, I really like this country. In this country, people get it. Why? He says, in Eretz Yisrael, everyone always says, hakol b'seder. And how right they are. Hakol b'seder. Everything depends on the Seder. What's going to be by the Seder is going to dictate everything to come in my entire life. So, Mir Tashem, we should all be Zoch. To understand, to a little bit, I hope, sitting together, learning together, hopefully this will help us to open up those windows. Right? Those chalonos halev. To open up a little bit, to internalize in a deeper way what it means to sit by the Seder. Sometimes it's busy, there's family, there's friends, there's this, there's that, there's kids. It could be, but take a moment, just close your eyes. Like the Piazzetzer said, remind yourself, I'm sitting in Gan Eden with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Amir Tashem, we can internalize that in the big way. We'll be Zolcha to sing that Shir of Lost Love, a Shir which is only secondary to the Shir of Pesach. But Amir Tashem, we should see the Kula Shleim of Meher B'Yameinu.